But getting second at Nationals definitely is probably one of my favorite moments this year.
Sophomore Nadine Vaughn of the Parkland College Lady Cobras women's basketball team, runners-up in the NJCAA Division II National Tournament last weekend. You also heard from Coach Mike Lindemann. They spoke with Jeff Bossert. Hear an extended version on our website at willnews.org. It's Morning Edition on WYLL. I'm Jim Meadows.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. H.J. Heinz Company is buying Kraft Foods Group Incorporated. The deal was engineered by Heinz's owner, the Brazilian investment firm 3G Capital, and billionaire investor Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. The combined company's brands will include Kraft Heinz, Oscar Mayer, and others. Both companies' boards have unanimously approved the deal, which is targeted to close in the second half of the year. The deal still needs U.S. regulatory approval. Smithfield Foods says its fourth quarter earnings surged as the pork processor continued to benefit from strong demand for bacon and other packaged meats products. Virginia-based Smithfield said sales at its packaged meats segment, its largest business by revenue, rose 9.8% to $2.2 billion. Overall, Smithfield reported a profit of $152.6 million, up from $34.7 million a year earlier. Orders to U.S. factories for long-lasting manufactured goods fell in February for the third time in the past 4 months, dropping 1.4%. A key category that serves as a proxy for business investment spending retreated 1.4% as well in February. Private exporters this morning reported to USDA export sales of 108,863 metric tons of soybean cake and meal for delivery to Canada during the 15-16 marketing year. Also flying out the door this morning, 114,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 17,984, down 26 points. The NASDAQ, 4,972, down 22. And the S&P 500, 2,088, down 2.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest will be rather mixed today. The western portions of the region will be relatively dry. The eastern areas will be dealing with a little wintry mix of precipitation for a while this morning and early this afternoon, but we will be looking at some drying conditions shortly thereafter, and that will be temporary, though, as yet another disturbance will start moving into the region and as we get into the weekend. The forecast does suggest that the precipitation that's out there today will be mostly light. We're expecting to see the rain that's occurring this morning from Ohio into parts of Michigan to prevail for a while longer, but we will expect it to diminish as time moves forward. There's some snow that's occurring across Wisconsin, and we'll likely see that work its way into parts of Michigan as we get into the latter part of the morning. In early afternoon, the storm system on radar looks like it's showing some signs of weakening. So as we go forward through the day today, most of the precipitation of significance will be confined to the Great Lakes region, with southern portions of Ohio getting precipitation this morning and then seeing drier weather after that. The next weather system that's expected to impact the region will be a very small disturbance that will run from parts of Missouri and eastern Kansas as we get into the afternoon, late afternoon, early evening this tonight, and then we'll likely see it become a line of showers and thunderstorms that will march from west to east through the Ohio River Basin as we go on into the night and early tomorrow morning. Storm system is actually a frontal boundary with an active shower and thunderstorm pattern to it. We'll likely see a few strong storms expected along that line. Rainfall totals could run upwards to 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, with a few greater totals maybe getting up over an inch in a few spots. Not expecting that to be very common, though. We will definitely have some potential there for some strong thunderstorms as we move through the night. Tomorrow we'll see the precipitation winding down across a big part of the region. The majority of the rains that occur overnight will be diminishing very quickly in the morning. We should be done with precipitation of significance across the region for a while. A cool surface high pressure center will settle into the region as we get into Friday and linger a little bit Saturday. But a new cool air mass will drop into the upper Midwest as we move into Saturday, and that system will work its way to the southeast across the Midwest as we go on out into the end of the weekend. That system is not likely to be very strong, but it will produce another round of rain and snow both as we move forward in time. There will be a brief amount of warming that will occur ahead of that system, but the system is coming along so quickly, it'll be difficult to see any kind of meaningful change to temperatures. The majority of the rain and snow will be focused on late Saturday night in the upper Midwest, and then across the Great Lakes region, maybe reaching down into central Illinois, central Indiana, and parts of Ohio as we get into the day on Sunday. The precipitation will be followed by slightly cooler biased conditions again, and some more drier conditions will occur. The next bigger storm system to impact parts of the Midwest will probably focus on the Ohio River Valley, and that will occur as we get into midweek next week. The temperature bias over the next few days is definitely going to be tilted towards cooler than usual conditions. We'll see widespread frost and freezes occurring across the region as we move into Friday morning and Saturday morning both, with teens and 20s likely across a big part of the Midwest. We'll even see freezes down into the northern parts of the Delta, parts of the Tennessee River Basin, and the interior sections of the southeastern states. There will be a little bit of damage done to some of the winter wheat crop, but that will not impact production. It will just burn back vegetative growth. Our temperatures in the afternoons over these next couple of days will trend cooler. Today we'll see quite a contrast with 40s in the northwest and some 60 and even some near 70 degree temperatures near and south of the Ohio River. Tomorrow we'll see 30s and 40s overtaking most of the Midwest, and we'll see those 30s and 40s still continuing as we move into the day on Friday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on their upcoming auction of 201 acres in Douglas County, Illinois, is at murraywiseassociates.com or at 217-398-6400.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat. 563 and three quarters, down 1.5. July, 568 and three quarters, down 2.25. Soft May wheat, 521 and a quarter, down 2.25. July, 525 and a half, down 2.75. May corn, 393 and a half, up a quarter. July, 401 and a quarter, unchanged. December, 417, down a quarter. July of 16, 436, down a half. May beans, 983, up 1.25. July, 986 and three quarters, up a quarter. November, 961 and three quarters, down three quarters. May soybean meal, 31.21, up 10. May soybean oil rather, 31.22, up 11. The meal's 326.40, up 10. April live cattle is 161.77 and a half, down 22 and a half. And April lean hogs are 58.85. They're up 25. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
The market is very, very subdued, and one must wonder if we're just going to go right on into the weekend and with the reports due out, what, next Tuesday?
Yeah, it's very, very possible. I think that we've kind of corrected the oversold conditions that we had a couple of weeks ago, kind of brought it back into neutral, but we probably don't have the propensity to spark any new buying. So you're exactly right. We're probably going to sit here and chop. And then wait and see what next Tuesday's numbers bring.
And in that vein, the guesses are beginning to come out. Have you seen any of them yet?
Yeah, 87.5 as far as acres for corn seems to be the general idea, and 86.5 for beans. All wheat, maybe around 56, so we'll have to wait and see. It's kind of a large number for wheat, but you know, here again, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. One of the things that we would say, too, is that it sounds like the stocks numbers, it's going to be tough to build a price-friendly scenario for the quarterly grain stocks. I was trying to find out what the historic high has been. I was told that this could be like a record high quarterly grain stocks figure, but I can't find it to prove it right or wrong. But I'd be mindful that the report looks to be like a potential double-edged sword where you might see some price-friendly acreage numbers, but you're going to see price-negative quarterly grain stocks figures. So it's a net-net wash, and then we'll basically turn around and start watching the weather again.
Yeah, corn, the trade estimate on a poll I saw was 7.609 billion bushels. That would be the largest since March 1, 2010, if you remember
that.
Yeah,
and I think what that would do is price negative for the trade, because the trade has been saying there's ample corn in the countryside. There's plenty of it out there. You know, the old adage that the trade typically doesn't buy it till it's out of the farmer's hands. When you know you've got a pretty big slug of corn sitting out in the countryside, it's going to be pretty tough to sponsor a big rally potential without some sort of a weather event.
And those producers are in no hurry to let go of that corn, I don't think.
No, not really that much. And I went to Ohio yesterday, and the guys over there are probably sitting on a little bit more corn than we are. And I think they're just looking at that $4 mark saying, I wish I could sell it at that point. And right now, I don't know that we're going to see it. The board may try to make a run at it, but the basis seems to be softening up as we do. So it's really a bit of a challenge to get grain marketed where we want to.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. May corn, 394, up three quarters, now up one. July, 401 and three quarters, up a half. December, 417 and a half, up a quarter. May beans, 984 and three quarters, now a half, up two and three quarters. November, 962 and a half, unchanged. May soybean meal, 327, up 70. May soybean oil, 31.20, up 9 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.